This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello. We have a company party on Friday. I want to ask the room that's been on my mind all morning for us to ask you off air.
Are you going to ask me what I'm wearing? Because this is going to be a bad question.
Big company party Friday. Hundreds of people going. Big deal kind of for the wider group across Europe. We must be there at 5 o'clock sharp, which I think is quite early.
I think so.
And I wonder with that in mind, and I don't mean this in a rude way, I just have a thing on very early Saturday morning and I can't be tired for it.
Okay.
What time is acceptable to leave if you arrive at 5?
8.
I think 8 as well, yeah.
Yeah, I think about 7, 8.
What I can imagine is it will be arrive at 5, but the festivities won't start till 6.
I don't understand. I don't, like, this is... Here's my...
But what time are they going to feed?
Here's my question, right?
Yeah.
Why are people, like, not buzzing about this? Because, like, it's free drink, it's free food, everyone gets to see each other, like...
No, it is exciting. It is exciting.
Drink and eat responsibly. Drink and eat away.
Drink and eat away.ie. The arrive at 5... bit very strictly,
I think
it's a
five,
bit of a red flag.
The 5 is the weirdest thing because we're getting constant emails being like,
arrive
five
at 5. But you know why that is, and it's because it's like that episode of The Office where Ryan goes to New York to corporate, right?
Yeah.
And he throws this party for all of the corporate branches, right?
Yeah.
But Michael thinks he's invited to the big party in New York. He's on the way and he's like, apparently there's a password to get in and the password is, and it's a website. And it's like, you haven't been invited to the party, you've been invited to the
like a big Zoom,
Zoom call.
Get back to Scranton.
Basically, he has to go back to Scranton and they all have, all the branches across America have a party on Zoom. And the one is like, one in New York, there's one in Scranton, there's one in wherever.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and it just, that's also the thing.
But they have another one around there, don't they? Where's
they do.
The other branch?
I can't remember it. And it's
where
Rashida
Jones works.
Oh, well, yeah, where did they go? Don't Google it.
Stanley is going to...
Don't Google it.
I'm not going to remember that.
No, we will. We'll come. Emma's never watched this, so she can't.
Yeah, I'm lost.
She doesn't know.
Stanley is moving to... Utica!
Utica!
Yeah. Come on!
Well, I was thinking Tallahassee, but that was when
Kathy Bates came in.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was excellent.
With the
anyway,
dogs.
That's what was happening. It, basically, our overlord company is Bauer, which is German.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's why we have to be so on
they're,
time.
They're starting for 6 o'clock. We're starting for 5 o'clock. I think, like, different countries are starting at different times, but we have to be
different o'clock.
Different o'clock, but we have to be at the exact same time.
But like, this is what I'm thinking, because it's the whole thing of, like, whenever anyone sets a party, no one ever arrives on time.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they've called it an hour earlier.
So we can come at 5:30.
I wouldn't. I'm actually scared.
I would mess. I'd
be straight there at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. I'd queue up at 10 to 5. Yeah,
that's not a party. Then.
Come here. Tell me.
I'll be there.
What was I going to say there? Do you think there'd be red carpet? Because like we have famous people in our building.
I don't think so, Dave.
Maybe, like, that's why I thought maybe 5 o'clock, and it was like, get your pictures or something. Like,
for who? Who's
Pat
taking
Kenny.
Pictures though? Like,
Claire Byrne might be there.
Who's taking pictures? I mean,
Claire Byrne.
But I mean, for like, I don't know, the papers. Big Bauer event. Bauer
someone who's just started at the a company this week be there?
Yeah, everyone's invited. Even people from like Limerick.
I guarantee you there'll be photographers.
Because I already told my friend Andrew, who I used to work in Joe with, he started here yesterday. And I was like, are you coming to the party? And he was like, what party? And I was like, Bauer, 150 years. And he was like, what? And he was like, has the media existed for 150 years? And I was like, actually, such a good question. He works for Go Loud. And he's actually the best ever friend. So I hope he comes. But I didn't know if I could.
And we're right here.
No, you guys will love him.
We're the best ever.
Of course.
You know what? I don't have it in me to do any more podcast intro because I am so upset.
One more thing. Apologies for no podcast yesterday.
Upset.
That's Emma's fault.
Yes, it was Emma's fault. Bye.
103.8 Dublin. In the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
Hump day, good morning.
Hey, right. Good morning, what's going
good
on?
Good morning, not much.
Hey guys, let's have a great show.
Hey,
let's have a fun show.
Let's go out and get it.
Let's do it.
Let's get it. I thought I was a great woman yesterday, not staying up to watch The Traitors. I thought I had life all figured out.
Late, why are things on?
No, I actually so with you. Like 9:30 is a ridiculous time to start, and I never thought I'd say that.
Especially with a show like Traitors that consumes your brain afterwards.
I know,
it's not like you can wind down.
No, you need a half an hour to kind of deliberate and think about it. it. But yeah, no, I just couldn't do it yesterday. I was going up to bed at 9 being like, well, that's me. I'm heading up. See you later. But like, I just, my whole algorithm is like wall to wall traders content. Mm-hmm. And like, my muscle memory is such that like, as soon as I close Instagram, because I'm like, no, don't, you don't want to see any spoilers, I just immediately open it again. Do you ever do that? Like,
yeah,
you close it
all,
and then
the
you're
time.
Like, just it's there's something wrong with me.
You know,
so I should have just watched it because now it's ruined.
You are watching it though. Like, if you watch episode 1 and 2,
I've watched it all.
Are you watching
and
it?
The podcast?
Are you
me?
Watching
me tonight? We're going to sit down and do all three.
Do
episodes.
Do all three episodes
and do it early. Like,
do you know
after
what
dinner?
I think can't that's a good stand way to do it. When you hate a character.
Yeah.
And people online are like, love this character.
I'm who
like,
do you hate, Putty?
No, I don't like. I don't hate any of them. I don't like Michelle.
Michelle, the woman who fell
the
asleep
who during
the
crying.
Thing. The woman who, the woman with the pink hair was like, you're not approachable.
Yes, yes, yeah, that woman. So she keeps crying, but then she says to one of the girls, I think she says to Vanessa, I didn't believe you when you were crying. And I was like, leave her alone, for God's sake.
Yeah. Sorry, can
and
we
I'm
just say,
for Vanessa Hard.
I was about to say, I'd be so anxious on that show, I'd be crying all the time as well. If someone was like, I don't believe you, I'd be like, but why?
I know.
No, that would literally
poor
be me.
Fiona, we've just been there crying our eyes out.
I would be.
But then someone online was like, love Michelle, wanted to be my winner. And I was like,
really?
Am I just wrong?
Well, I don't know. When I was watching Traders UK, my boyfriend Jack at the time was like mad into this real villain one. And I was like, what do you love about her? And he was like, she's such a bitch. Brilliant. You know, like, she's a great character on the show,
yeah,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
you
like
love
the
drama she brings.
Yes,
it's kind of like
a great character toe bitch. Fiona,
welcome.
Hey,
do you know what's mad to me is private schools.
Yeah.
Like, these are just kind of a concept that I didn't really grow up with. I played five-a-side on the roof of Belvedere.
Sorry?
Last night.
Why are you staring at me so much during this? I didn't go
school.
There.
I
didn't go to Belvo.
Obviously, you couldn't go to Belvo, but they do have a five-a-side pitch on
the
top
roof.
Of on their rooftop.
That's very
of their school. My school only sometimes had a roof. And they have a five-a-side pitch.
We were
on
there were sheep on the roof of my school once for a muck-up day.
Love that.
But
love that.
Sorry, football pitch on the roof. Mm-hmm. How often does that ball just kick right
netted.
Off the roof?
It's all netted.
Yeah, but how high?
What do you mean?
Like, if you really lobbed a football over, would it not fall down?
No, the whole thing is next.
Oh, even on
from
the roof?
The top?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, I gotcha. Okay.
It's in the middle of town, isn't
it's
it?
It's in the middle of town.
It's
on Parnell Street.
They have to put it on the roof, David.
Well, it's not on Parnell Street. It's off Parnell Street.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Anyway, what are you
there.
Doing there? You'd no business being on a private school.
I know, yeah. I was playing five-a-side. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah? Last night?
Yeah, last night.
So you gymmed 2 days ago and then you five-a-sided last
and
night?
And I am in it's so though. Much pain. Like, the gym on Monday actually killed me because I went back, I re-signed up, and I genuinely can't move my arms higher than my eyeball like range. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so sore. I'm trying to like take like my toothbrush off the charge on top of the mirror in the bathroom or close the window in my bedroom. I can't do any of that, and the football definitely didn't help at all.
It's day three and we've already September. It's too hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I need to go back to relax and chilling out. I already said to myself this morning, I need another holiday.
I need a holiday after going to the gym
literally
once.
And playing football. But
five-a-side, how did that all come about? That's kind of fun.
Just my mates have a five-a-side like slot every Tuesday, and so I said I'd go and play with them.
Jack's been living here like 6 months and I'm like, go and play five-a-side, and he's like, how?
I know, I feel like as far as we're concerned, surely there's just a five-a-side somewhere.
But how do you find a five-a-side? If you're like, if you're not from the area, how do you just find a five-a-side?
Dwayne, my fella, goes to a comedian-themed five-a-side and it's called Tight Five-a-side because you're meant to, as a comedian, have a tight five, like a tight 5 minutes set. It's not funny to anyone, but it's an excellent name.
At least you're aware of that.
Even Dwayne has a five-a-side.
He has a five-a-side. Jack can go to that if you want.
I wrote down some of phrases that I hear on the five-a-side pitch that I was going to see if you could guess what they mean.
Okay.
Of course we can.
If you have the ball and someone yells house, what does that mean?
If someone yells house and I'm in the box, I'm ready to score, lob it down to me.
I am hoping to put down a deposit this year.
If you yell house at someone who has the ball, it means there's another player on the other team about to tackle them.
Oh.
So we go house.
Why
house? It's not even relevant.
Like, protect your house. Like, protect.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Time.
We're time is nearly
time.
Up.
Time.
Nope. Means you have space.
We've got time.
You have space to go yourself.
That's just stupid.
Yeah.
As in you have space. Okay.
You have space. Like, you have time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to if you relax, like, you have time. And then the other one is Switch. Do you know what Switch is?
Pass.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah. Maybe from the right side to the left side.
Did you make any new friends?
I kind of know the lads, but yeah, I made a couple. They're not really...
Any deeper connections?
No. I was talking to Pippa about it, though. I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to play five. So she was like, you might meet your best man tonight. And I was like,
that is so cute. I love your girlfriend.
She's just seeing the world in a romantic way.
She's like, you might meet your best friend in the world tonight. And I was like, I already have it in you.
I feel like Pippa wakes up in the morning and it's like the enchanted like cartoon birds fly.
I know.
And she's like, another beautiful day.
She's
and
such
like
a kind person.
So kind.
I've
and
met
so
Pippa like
Disney princess.
Twice, and I was playing at Electric Picnic the other day and there was very little people at my set because Kneecap were on. And I got off stage and checked my Instagram and I had three pictures from Pippa being like, girl, the tunes.
Oh,
and it was
God.
Like Pippa and two other people at my set. And I was like, you're just such a supportive queen.
Proud mom.
Don't
proud
believe
mom.
Her. It's all a front. She's evil.
She's such great style, Dave.
And no one asked me if I scored.
Did you score?
Twice.
Whoa!
You've already scored in life by meeting Pippa.
No one asked me if I assisted.
You've got the hat trick.
Did you assist?
Three times.
Whoa.
Good man.
I know.
This is Spin.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, yeah. Good morning. I promise I'll stop going on about it soon, but I was at Electric Picnic over the weekend. I got a hotel. Absolutely delighted with my decision. No regrets at all.
Where are they robbing you? I don't want to know the amount,
price.
Like,
it was all right. Like, we booked it kind of last minute, so it probably was like more expensive than it needed to be.
I know, like, so little people who actually stayed in tents this year. Like, most people went either glamping or stayed in their car or stayed, like, they bought like a camper van or one of the lads just stayed in
campsites. There are hell.
One of the lads just stayed in his van for the night.
Sure, like, on Thursday, there was the warning, like, the campsites are all booked. The campsites
that was
are all
crazy.
Full. Which is like, who is going down there on a Thursday now? And there was the storm and everything. Yeah. So I think people were just putting extra measures in place. But I was delighted with myself getting this hotel because I was like, if there's a breakfast buffet, I'll be able to pack a load of bits.
Yeah.
Mm. A few sausages in a Ziploc bag for snacking on during kneecap. Was loving it. But
you know those chunky sausages, hotel sausages?
Nowhere else does it like a breakfast buffet at a hotel. And unfortunately, this place wasn't a buffet. It was kind of like you order and you get what you're given. Now, the breakfast was still delicious, but I was just like, I got a few like little miniature croissants. Like, obviously, that bit is self-service, help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A few miniature croissants for the road, but like, you know, nothing too crazy. And it was making me think, I'd seen this woman, this clip of this woman, kind of, it was back in July, she was going viral for like, she takes, well, like, say when she's at a big breakfast buffet, you know, like on holidays in Spain or whatever, when they have the continental situation with all the hams and say the smoked fish and what
the worst sausages you've ever had in your life.
Yeah. Oh my God, salchichas, yeah, terrible. She takes like a lunchbox and packs her whole sandwich, like, and everything for lunchtime, and like the salad and everything.
As is her right.
It's gonna go to the bin.
It's gonna go to the bin. Yeah. And like, it's not like it wasn't excessive. Like, she was packing like one sandwich, let's say, for her and her husband.
But your other people with a bigger appetite might enjoy all of that stuff in one sitting in the morning.
Exactly,
so spread it out.
Exactly. So she put out this video and it went really viral, and loads of people were agreeing with her, being like, yeah, I do the same. I fill a flask with the hotel coffee, which I think is a bit mad. I think if you're bringing Tupperware in, while I support you, I'm like, I don't know if I could do that. I would be more of a wrap it up in a napkin type of person.
My last hotel wouldn't allow you to fill up your bottle with water.
What?
Yeah, there was like no flask, no bottles.
Really?
You had to fill up a glass. Yeah, that was it. You could drink the glass and shut up.
Oh,
and be
don't
happy
you
about
hate
it.
That sometimes at a hotel buffet when the glass is for your OJ or like,
oh my
the
God,
size
the
of
little
thumb.
Thimbleful, yeah. And you have to bring about four of them to your table.
If you're like, especially after a big night, you're like,
oh, stop.
You're three glugs when you're up there.
No,
and then
it's hell. She was saying that like some people commented on her video saying that they like bring a lunchbox of like ham and stuff for stray cats. You know, like if you're in Greece or whatever, and
that's
there's
nice.
Loads, which I think is really cute. But then loads of people, obviously it's the internet, so she's getting a load of flack, people being like, you're the reason that like breakfast buffet prices, that hotel prices are so expensive, this is going to bring around the fall of the hospitality industry, like all this.
Wrong, by the way.
She made one sandwich. Now, she did bring a lunchbox, which again, I'm like, I don't know if I'd bring the lunchbox, but it's like, this stuff is going in the bin.
Last
you're not
year,
keeping the tuna till tomorrow.
Right before Christmas, Jack surprised me and said, oh, oh, we're going off on a few days away as your Christmas presents. And I was
gorgeous.
Wow, cool. When? Hopefully like February when we're paid or whatever. Because, you know, just get through January.
Yeah.
We're going to Sweden in January.
I remember this.
I was like, one of the most expensive cities in Europe.
Oh my God.
And we're going in the month where like you're literally living on beans and toast.
Yeah.
So you may be sure each morning I said, well, if we're doing this, honey, there's no breakfast, lunch and dinner out. And yeah, we filled our boots and it was grand.
What do you think's the limit? What do you think is okay to take?
A pastry
and then not?
And a little roll.
And a little roll. You wouldn't be like filling your pockets with like the yogurt and compote.
I wouldn't stop until I was told, hey, maybe that's enough.
The woman who made the video said that no staff member has ever come up
to
her and
paid enough to care that much.
Who cares? Exactly. They need to adopt this method with the Ryanair people who check like if your bag is
honestly, they're meant to be 150 commission. It's like, there's a fiver.
Stop caring about your job. Yeah, literally.
I don't think I take it as far as though. I remember that hotel we did stay at, and I think you had a similar experience recently, Dave, at a buffet where someone's there making omelets in front of you. I don't think I could ask for an omelette to go.
Omelette for the road.
Yeah.
Put that in a bit of tinfoil for me, will you?
I'll have three of them.
Yeah, please.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Welcome to the greatest radio game of all time. It's Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. A lot of IMCs and passes to go. Simple as. Who have we got on?
It's Kate. Kate, or Caitlin, should I say. Did you get lashed on this morning, Caitlin?
No, I'm actually in the car, so
not well out of it. Nice and dry, Caitlin. That's what we want to hear. How are you fixed for the day? What are you up to?
I just went to work.
What do you do?
I work in childcare.
Very good. Back to it now, isn't it? Sure, all the kids are finished somewhere now.
Children need to be cared for.
That's it. Right, Caitlin, a very dry Caitlin in the car, is going to play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. This is a game, Caitlin, where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something like name something in space. If you say the moon, and I have written the moon, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Every single one you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. Five up for grabs. Does that sound good, Caitlin?
It does, yeah.
All right, let's see if we can get you there. By the way, if you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you are going to hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep after I've asked the question. You listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. Here we go, Caitlin. Round one. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Name any character from the Simpsons TV show.
Lisa.
Lisa Simpson.
Mm.
One of the Simpsons family.
Yes.
And I have written down Moses Lack. went a little bit left far, a bit off the field there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Left
that's
the
okay.
Field, that's
for a
the word.
Quirky guy.
You're through, girl.
Okay, Caitlin, that is one IMC Cinema Pass in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Good decision, Caitlin. Let's go for round two. Name any fizzy drink.
Dr. Pepper.
Legend. Wow. I would have said Lilt.
Very good.
Interesting choice.
Doesn't matter.
That wouldn't be if Lilt is technically not a fizzy
Lilt
drink
doesn't
anymore.
Exist anymore.
Doesn't exist.
You just said a fizzy drink.
You'd be out. But it's not a fizzy drink.
But it has been.
But it has.
It has existed.
But it's not
as
currently.
A fizzy drink.
But it's
but
not.
You didn't say.
Sorry, Caitlin. We're just having a bit of a domestic.
You didn't say name a drink.
No, that's
currently a fizzy drink. You said
you
name
say
a fizzy
something.
What a weird question that would be.
Well,
name a fizzy drink that used to be
category.
No, wrong. It would have been wrong. Anyway, Caitlin said.
I disagree with that.
Thanks, Fiona.
Caitlin said Dr. Pepper. I've written down Club Orange. Mother of God, Caitlin, I can only apologise.
Go on, Caitlin, stick with us because we're in the trenches here. You have two IMC Cinema Passes. Would you like to keep playing?
I will indeed.
Don't leave us alone with him.
Mother of God. Let's go for round three, Caitlin. Name any American president there ever was.
Ooh.
You're ever.
Trump.
Interesting choice. The current sitting president. And I have written down Obama.
Yay! Caitlin.
Now, what did you have that written down? Name any American president.
Name any American president.
Well,
there
I think
ever
and if,
was.
If you said Abraham Lincoln. No, he's not currently president
Fiona,
anymore.
We'll talk after this.
Caitlin, that is three IMC Cinema Passes in the bag. Would
up
you like
Lilt.
To keep playing? Up Lilt.
I will, yeah.
Up Lilt and up. I was going to say up Trump. Very much not.
Let's go for round four, Caitlin. And you will be on four IMC Cinema Passes. Round four. Name any artist who's played a concert in Dublin this year.
Taylor Swift.
Caitlin. Taylor Swift did not play a concert this year in
2020. That was a hard question.
No, it wasn't.
It kind of was.
Name any artist who's played a concert in Dublin this year. Is so simple. You could have had Oasis. Thank you. Could have had Robbie Williams.
Benson,
you could have
Boone. Had
Benson Boone, apparently.
Benson Boone,
I don't
did
think he played. Did he? Did he play the Three Arena, maybe?
Ooh, fair play to
I'll
him.
Have a look.
He probably did.
Benson finds his way into everything.
Oh, Caitlin.
Oh, no, I'm
what
sorry,
did you have written
Caitlin.
Down, Dave?
I had written down Oasis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do get you because Taylor's back in the news at the moment. She got her album coming out.
Yeah.
Engaged.
Fair enough.
But that was those were last year, those gigs.
Mm.
Listen, Caitlin, those IMCs stay in my pocket. But have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Caitlin. It was lovely to chat to you.
Have a good one, Caitlin.
Bye, bye.
Good luck.
Talk to you later.
Okay, Caitlin's
sad to
gone.
See it go that way.
If you two ever embarrass me like that again. Mother of God.
Well, I'd like to say, Dave, I don't know where the terms and conditions are on spin103.com for don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
087-711-1038. Would you have accepted Lilt? The question is name any fizzy drink. Lilt technically is not a fizzy drink anymore.
Zidona.
But it has been. It has been a fizzy drink.
Speaking of
it
has
doesn't
been.
Say, it's not name any current fizzy drink.
I don't think I get it.
Because it's me.
It's Fiona's a husband.
It's a husband. A husband on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
On the way out.
Yeah, yeah. Has been. Not it anymore.
I'm already out, am I? I'm already dead. I don't get it.
She's a has-been, you are never work.
I don't know what that means. Oh, Lilt. I miss it so much. What a great drink.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Morning.
This is intense, okay? Basically, we've just been playing Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. One of the questions was, name any fizzy drink. Emma said Lilt. I said, no, that's not a drink that I would have accepted because technically Lilt is no longer a thing.
You didn't make that clear, though.
You didn't say name a current fizzy
drink.
But
that's not a question you'd ever ask. Why would that be a question
I'd
ask?
Well, then it's been a fizzy drink.
Yeah, but it was a fizzy drink. It was not currently anymore. Name a fizzy drink.
Everyone's getting involved in this domestic this morning, including Louise.
I agree with the girls. Thank Lilt you. Would be a fizzy drink.
Thank you.
It would have been back 5 years ago.
Jamie was on as well. Yeah, you said any fizzy drink, Dave. You need to be more specific.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm not coming in tomorrow.
You're not getting another tooth out, are you?
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
Too much Lilt.
Let's continue, Dan.
Coming up on 8 now, Alex, how are things on the roads?
Morning, guys. No red lines, Lewis.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
I feel like a lot of people our age group and all over the place, really.
We're very different age groups.
Dave, there's like a couple of months between us.
I'm 14.
I didn't mean me and you, Emma. I meant me and...
Me and herself.
Me and the other one.
Me and grandma over there.
Isn't there always the talk of like, you know, loneliness and like, you know, people finding it really hard to meet people in today's world. And obviously there's a huge amount of people living in Dublin who didn't necessarily go to school in Dublin or have that big social network. Well, I saw a tweet this morning that might make us all feel better about that. It said, three friends is more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
One for going to the cinema, one for going for a few drinks or like appointments together.
Yeah.
And one friend just for texting concerning mental health information.
Okay.
Oh. And I actually wholeheartedly agree. Three is plenty.
Three is plenty, but they're very specific things.
Yeah, who's going to be one your to go, cinema friend?
One to go to the cinema with. You must not like that person at all.
There's three of us in the room. I would happily be the cinema person.
Okay, yeah, I could see you as that.
I'm definitely the mental health person.
Well, no, if it's your friends, so if you need three friends, I would be your cinema person. I would say Dave would be your drinks person and Fiona would be the trauma dump.
Or they would be, maybe they'd mix that up, that role.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because Dave wouldn't.
Don't ever trauma dump on me.
Yeah.
I often trauma dumped on you.
I know, and I walk away.
You know what Dave does when you trauma dump on him is he tries to outdo your trauma dump with his trauma dump.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, and I have a sore eye. Yeah, all right, Dave, that's right.
You can't have a minute with Dave. Like, even just like, geez, I actually feel a bit snuffly. He's like, I'm cold.
COVID's back.
I'm dying. Lads, I have a question for you this morning. 087 711 1038. Is ironing still a thing? Oh. I know this is the most spin 103.8 question ever. Like, oh my God.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. I think it's a surprising
I think Young Hot Guys would be talking about this on their podcast. This is a spin the other day and they said, is ironing still a thing? But I'm genuinely curious.
I think they would be asking about ironing.
Is ironing still a thing? That's my question to you on 087-711-103 because I'm really curious. Voice notes are welcome. I have a new housemate. Her name is Rosie. She moved in a couple of, like maybe a week and a half ago or something, 2 weeks ago. And like one of her first days, she was like, you don't have an iron. And I was like, yeah, we also don't have a Walkman or a VHS. Like, what are you talking about? Like, why are you just, you know what I mean? Stupid thing to say. Like, and I was like, yeah, of course we don't have an iron. Who irons anymore? And she was like, I iron everything. I was like, what do you mean everything? She's like, I iron my bed sheets.
Yeah.
And it just threw me back to watching Geordie Shore and Scotty T ironing his shoelaces.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, my God.
But I was like, that's just, I don't think I've used an iron since Geordie Shore, probably.
But like, so say that to you. You have a white t-shirt on now that's quite a thick fabric.
Yeah.
And if I had that, I would need to throw an iron over it. But like yours, it looks smooth. It looks like it's been ironed.
I have never ironed a single thing I own, bar a shirt. And
you don't look scruffy. No. Whatsoever.
I wouldn't think so. But to be fair, I do wear a lot of baggy clothes that like...
Yeah, but that t-shirt same as me. Would need an iron, I would say. In life, not currently but, as you're wearing
Yeah, fair. But ironing has kind of become a real kind of conversation at the moment because there's this new thing you can get where it's like, you put your t-shirt on this like blow up like say for example it's like a Christmas decoration of like a you plug it in the snowman pops up at Christmas you know that kind of stuff but it's this thing you plug in you put your t-shirt over it blows up and it takes out all the creases without you having to do the iron so you button up the shirt around it and it blows up and it takes out every single crease
because
it's warm
so
and stuff
I like, what in the JML is that, that is honestly ridiculous.
I like to think at some point I will like you know present myself in a really nice way with nice clothes because one day I will pick up the iron and iron the 25% of my wardrobe that simply can't be worn without an iron because you know the way sometimes it's like no that's too crinkly whether it's a blouse or a cool shirt or whatever that needs an iron. I live with my boyfriend Jack. He is an iron fanatic.
Really?
He won't put anything on his body without having not ironed it. He'll literally dedicate time to go up and do his ironing.
I think like, he might be the only person.
Anything ironed? And I'm like, absolutely not.
So let's say he irons for the week. It's not like, I'm wearing this shirt tonight, I'll iron it. It's like everything's ironed and
Whereas
put away. Kind
of I was raised in a massive ironing household. Like my mother'd like iron underwear.
My mom
really?
And my dad. My dad's a huge ironer as well. Yeah, massively.
My mom would iron, like, I remember in front of the TV, like in front of Cari, and have the big pile of ironing. But that's never been my journey. We have an iron, but we don't have an ironing board. And, like, the very rare time I'll iron something, it's like tea towel on the table at the job and just iron.
Why are you ironing a tea towel?
No, like, you put the tea towel down to protect.
Oh, right. I thought she was ironing the tea towel.
No.
Do you know what I mean? The only good thing about, I think, from ironing that ever came from ironing, because I think it's absolutely pointless, and I'm like, who is actually iron these days? But you remember like when your uniform wasn't ready before school and your mum had ironed it right before school and then you put on the
so
trousers
warm.
And they'd be so
warm.
They're warm.
Oh,
be cool.
And I like the smell of it as well.
Yeah, fair enough. And for no reason at all, just doing the...
Just to feel alive.
Do you know what I did once and I'd highly recommend? I must do it again actually. I was trying to impress, I think my parents were coming to Dublin to stay over. And what I did was in the spare room, because I'd already dressed the bed.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And it was pretty wrinkly. So instead of taking the sheets off, I grabbed the iron and ironed the sheets as they were on the bed.
That's a bit mental
to me. I just don't think it's a thing personally. Is ironing still a thing? 087-711-103. I think Rosie and your boyfriend Jack are the only people I know who iron. As you said, my parents on a Sunday night used to like watch the telly with the ironing board and they'd iron and watch
that.
Telly whatever and that's how you knew it was Sunday, but I've never seen them do it since.
I have to say it was kind of relaxing because I remember like we used to have obviously a lot of jobs growing up in the house and it'd be like, right Emily, you do the ironing, and you'd have to iron the whole family's clothes the odd time. And once you got into a groove, Cinderella. It was kind of grand. Mel was on this.
I still iron. And I recently had to buy an ironing board, and the cheapest ironing board I could find was €35.
Ooh, what?
Now, I don't iron that often. Only on, you know, nights out or special occasions. Couldn't be bothered otherwise.
Yeah, we take a fairly special occasion out to get the ironing board.
I like the thought of her bringing the ironing board to the club. I only iron on special occasions or on nights out.
Yeah.
So yeah, listen, I want to know, is ironing still a thing? Are you an ironer? 087-711-1038.
Or is it something that we've left in the 90s?
I think it is.
Okay. Mm.
Gone.
087-711-1038.
Look at that crusty shirt on Fiona.
This is not ironing.
Get your voice notes over.
I'm hitting you with the hard hitting topics this morning. Is ironing still a thing? Mm-hmm. I'm really, really curious about this. 087-711-1038. Reason being, my housemate, very, very new housemate, first said when she walked in, you don't have an iron. Like, yeah, obviously we don't have an iron. No one irons anymore.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not
yeah.
a thing. That's a thing of the 90s.
Yeah.
It's a bit ridiculous to have an iron and an ironing board.
I wonder,
in this
is it an age thing, and will it come back? You know what I mean? Like, will yeah. we eventually go one day, geez, I must iron a few bits.
I can't you know? Imagine ever sitting down or standing up, sorry, to iron. Like, I just wouldn't be me.
Trad Wi-Fi, romanticising the ironing.
I actually asked my granny a few years ago, she said, what do you want for Christmas? And I was conscious of my, you know,
don't
refusal
you
to iron. And I said, can I have a steamer?
Well, that's fair enough.
And I never used it.
I've got a steamer, sorry, and granny. That actually is a way around it. I use that a bit if I kind of okay. have to. But yeah, I know, it's not like proper iron. All not right, that
is,
I use one.
Is ironing still a thing? Kieran was on.
I actually have a good life hack for ironing. So I've never used an iron in my life.
What?
But I discovered that if you go over your t-shirt or whatever it is with a hairdryer, it comes out as straight as an iron.
Mm.
So you literally have to flick the hairdryer on, takes 2 seconds, and your clothes are perfect.
Well, there you go.
That's quite good. I'd see the smell of burning, though.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You will have to try to find out.
No, I surely will.
Terry was on as well.
Hi, guys. I iron very rarely.
Mm.
But what I used to do when I was younger was iron my hair.
Of course.
That was so before GHDs.
What?
I would put my hair on the ironing board and get my mom to iron it dead straight. But I don't do that anymore.
That's what everyone used to do growing up. My sister used to destroy her hair with that.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
I would do that. I would have a tea towel folded over in one hand and the iron in the other and straighten it.
Oh
like
my
that.
God.
That's what loads of girls did, Dave, before they all got GHDs.
That's
They'd literally
insane.
Lie down before disco and get their hair ironed.
That is
so bad for it.
Yeah, I imagine
walk,
so.
And we used to walk to school on our bare feet. And
yeah, up the hill.
Rachel standing by as well. Your granny's a big fan of ironing and you're living with her, aren't you? Do you, Rachel, yeah?
So as soon as the clothes are washed and they're dry, she irons them and hangs them up my wardrobe for me.
Stop.
Oh, do you live at your granny?
Yes, I do.
I used to live at my granny as well, and the socks would be ironed.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Bed clothes would be ironed now, so...
That's mental to me.
There's
but also no fantastic for you because you have ironed clothes. But I just feel like people have just kind of given up on it, like to the point where like no one cares. No one looks at someone down the street and goes, oh, they haven't ironed their clothes.
Yeah.
But is you probably
that's
you,
true, but
you're probably used to
it. They feel better.
Yeah. They do. And getting into clean sheets with like ironed pajamas that are clean and ironed bed sheets is such a thrill,
ironed
isn't it, Rachel?
Ironed pajamas.
Mm. Yes.
Absolutely,
whoa,
yeah.
Who has the time?
Rachel's granny.
Living with your granny.
That's true.
I'm sure you're spoiled rotten. Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel.
No problem. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Geraldine's hanging on there as well. Are you an ironer, Geraldine?
No.
No, I love it, Geraldine. You're the first one. The first one who agrees. Okay, how come you don't iron, apart from the very obvious?
Because I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
Straighten them out when they come out the washing machine.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
What do you do to get around this if you do need something ironed?
I visit my mum.
Life hack.
Brilliant.
Love it.
Thanks, Geraldine.
Thanks, Geraldine.
No problem.
Good luck.
Bye.
I feel like all the clothes manufacturers just need to go, everything is, the quality of everything should be something that doesn't actually need an iron. The biggest letdown, I suppose, for guys
are
like shirts, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
They?
Shirts, yeah. But like, I feel like you're always going to have to iron a shirt.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And see, the quality of clothes is getting worse.
Mm.
So you actually have to iron more.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
things are like viscose and crumpled up.
Apparently, you can get anti-crease spray. Pippa's just after texting me.
Oh,
or
really?
As she said, she can get a steamer.
Sorry, do you know what this reminds me of? When it's, you know, like we had this thing in primary school where like this lady came in to tell us like what to do if you ever get in trouble at home or like if you get in like something, you get injured at home.
Mm.
And she was like, say if the hot iron falls on you and your mother's on the phone so you can't disturb her, here's what you do.
What?
And it's like, imagine
so you can't disturb her.
Imagine if you're 7 years old and a hot iron falls on you and you're like, oh, my mom's on the phone.
Mom's busy.
You honestly did walk to school in your bare feet, didn't you?
Genuinely. It's like, okay, I'll just tend to this wound myself.
That's
like
the private school way. Hey, you get over your problems.
Let your mother speak on the phone. Darling.
Your mother's making business deals.
Is ironing still a thing? Final thoughts. Welcome 087-711-1038.
Spins, fully Recharged.
This morning on the show, we're asking the most spin-103 question ever. Do you iron? Do you iron your clothes? It is. And that's okay, because we are spin-103.
We are spin. That's true.
Do you iron your clothes? Is ironing still a thing? 0877111103.
Viv was on.
I buy non-iron school shirts for my daughter, and I still iron.
Well, there
you go. What? What? Non-iron school shirt.
But what? You still
that's
iron
just
them.
Showing off now, Viv. That's annoying.
Is
me.
That like, does that mean they're real expensive or real cheap?
I think it's just an option you can get.
Like you put an iron to it and it just bursts into flame.
And she's like, well, don't worry, I've got a spare.
Terry was on a few minutes ago saying the last time she ironed was when she used to iron her hair. That was a big deal. Dave was surprised by that, but a lot of girls did that.
That is bizarre to me.
Mm-hmm. On that, Louise was in touch.
Guys, keeping with the hair utensils and ironing, I sometimes iron my clothes with my hair straightener. It's a last minute thing and my clothes are a little bit creased. The hair straightener is very handy and very quick.
I'd often do that as well.
For health and safety reasons, we need to say use your ironing for ironing clothes and use your GHD for straightening your hair. Stop doing it the
use
other way around.
Use your shampoo for your hair and your shower gel
it's
for
like
your
you're
body.
Sitting on the telly and watching the couch. Stop it.
Dublin Travel
with Just Eat. Need to top up on groceries? Get them delivered on Just Eat.
I've got all the texts coming in because I was just asking you, do you still iron? And my dad text, yes.
Thank you, Don.
Thanks, Don.
What an insightful king.
Very different for you listening this morning. I need your help in voting on whether Dave or Fiona should punch me in the face on tomorrow morning's show. Yep. Now, there is context to this, but that is legitimately happening on tomorrow's show. For context, I've been doing a bit of boxing for the last year or so, just for fitness. I don't really like the gym. I find it really boring, and I found this like a really fun way to work out, right? Yeah. And I was doing it just to burn a few calories, to be honest
with
you.
It's the thing you've been the most consistent with as well. Like, you're obviously really enjoying it, and you're obviously good at it, because the last couple of things you've tried, you've kind of given up on.
Mm. But like this, horse riding.
Like horse riding, or like Irish classes, or whatever it is. But this, like, you're genuinely really into it, and you've been doing it for a while.
It's a really fun way to burn a few calories, and it feels like a really intimidating thing to do. It's not. It's a bit of crack. It's with Heat and Boxing Academy, and I was surprised when one of the lads approached me a few months ago and said, we're actually doing a fight camp kicking off in September. There's an actual fight happening in November where you'd be paired up with someone and have an actual, like, a fight night. Would you be interested? And I immediately was like, oh, hell no. I'm only here to burn a few calories. And then I thought about it and thought, this would be actually really good crack. And it's like an 8-week proper, like, you know those transformation things I've never done where like there's a dietitian and you train in excess and
like a boot camp.
Yeah, I was like, great, not exactly for the summer bod, but maybe for the winter bod. Yeah. Who knows, right?
Equally as important.
So it's all happening, and the training camp itself starts Tuesday of next week. So not long coming around now. And I got some advice in one of the classes the other day that I was at, and I was chatting to one of the girls who did the fight camp last year. Mm. And she said, if I can give you a few pieces of advice, she gave me a couple of pieces of advice about like go out and start running and do a few extra bits of your fitness because you're really going to need it. But one thing she mentioned to me was, if you can't, get someone to give you a good slap in the face before the actual fight. Because she said, I did it last year, and the first time I was ever punched in the face was during the fight, and I was completely like saw stars, and
you can't even focus on all the other stuff you've worked on.
Because she was like, I had no idea what it felt like, right? So I said, okay, before this all kicks off, I'll give the honor of that moment to either my beautiful colleagues, Dave or Fiona.
Thanks for that.
You know, I asked my boyfriend, he said, I'm not hitting you. And I thought, that's good.
That's so weird. Hey, red flag.
So I was like, grand, I'll ask Dave or Fiona to give me a slap. Now, bear in mind, this will be with the gum shield on and I'll have the head guard on and I'll bring the gloves in. But this is happening. The punch is tomorrow. Dave or Fiona are giving me a slap. Now, yesterday what we did was we went down to Busker's Bar. They're based in Temple Bar and they have those really cool arcade boxing machines. You know, the
Busker's
one where you press the button and the boxing bag comes down, you give it a slap and it goes ding, 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 ding. And
they have
my
takeaway sometimes and things like that. Yeah. Like arcade.
I was curious to see who had the stronger punch, right? In order to kind of decide on who would be doing this tomorrow, because I only want one slap. Just one will do.
Come on, have a bit of crack.
So, well, I went first just to get an idea of how I'm doing and see if I've any strength really after all this training, right?
Yeah. Okay, Emma is approaching the ball bag. Oh my god. It's going up and up. 391.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
From Emma Nolan. From lightweight Emma Nolan.
Up next was our Dave. Go on, Dave, give it all you got. Coming from the right, yeah.
You ready?
Your right hand.
This is weird now because I wasn't expecting to have a glove. I don't know where to put your thumb. Oh, there is.
There is.
Well, I missed.
Oh. Come on, Dave.
Here we go.
Whoa, that made a lot of noise.
Okay, we're going up. We're going up.
What?
5, 7, T.
Oh, my God.
Five.
He's now at 5, 7, 8.
Yeah, not too bad.
I don't want him to punch me. Dave is strong, man.
Dave is strong, and he doesn't know where to put his thumbs.
Yeah,
it's
I really didn't know there was a thumb part for a boxing
glove.
It's like
famously, it has a thumb.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
if you were to draw, not a boxer though.
But if you were to like draw a picture of a boxing glove, it's like it has the little bit. And like,
yeah, fair enough. I just never thought about it.
Fair enough.
Now, Fiona, you were up next.
Mm-hmm. So should I be like this or this?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Just bring the energy from
five,
the hit,
seven,
okay?
2, was it?
5, 7, 8.
Oh, I don't want to punch your phone.
Ah! Oh,
go on, Fiona. Ah!
Okay, at least we're getting up over 300. Guys, I'm happy with that. It's like my points in the Leaving Cert. Hey, all right, not too bad.
That's class. Fiona got a score of 305, right? So Dave got 5, 7, 8. Fiona got 305. Here is the thing. Dave obviously won that round, yeah?
Yeah.
Significantly.
Hey, good game.
Those
close.
The results there are only worth 30%. It needs to go to a public vote now. And
oh, thank God, because I thought that meant I had to punch her and I'm terrified for my career.
The 70% of the vote is down to you listening. Now, there's a couple of ways naturally to look at this. If Dave gives me a slap, it's going to be sorer because clearly he's stronger, okay? But maybe that's a positive thing for me to get used to that strength.
Yeah, I agree.
You could go really kind and go with Fiona and go, ah, it's a bit of a weaker slap. Just get you an idea of what it'll feel like to be punched. So I don't know which one is the kindest one. You decide. Dave or Fiona? In a WhatsApp right now, please. 087-711-1038. Bear in mind, you're deciding who's slapping me in the face tomorrow. Just got my Invisalign done. Teeth are looking well. Are we getting a tooth knocked out? We'll
send the voice notes in, though, because we want to hear your reason why you're voting for. So 087-711-1038. Dave or Fiona to that number in a voice note, because I want to hear your reason why you're voting for that person. I would really, really prefer you to vote for Fiona.
And for what it's worth, I don't want to do this. Very much not.
This is not something we have a choice about.
No.
Just,
it's a weird
Emma
one,
just told
it?
Us you have to punch me in the face.
I do think it's worth noting that the boxing academy I'm training with did not advise this.
It was a random person I met on the street.
It was a dream I had.
It was just a random person who was like, this would be a good idea for you. So I don't think the lads at the boxing academy would necessarily agree with
you. You will have the headgear on though, and the gum shield, and it's with a boxing glove.
Oh, Dave or Fiona in a WhatsApp, who's punching me tomorrow? Get in touch. You're voting now for who you think should be the person to give that punch tomorrow. Should it be Dave or Fiona?
I think it should be Fiona.
And I firmly think it should be Dave. And I've always
for feminism.
087-711-1038. Voice notes coming in.
So for the punch, I think you should go with Dave. For the pure reason, I feel like none of them are going to really hit you with their full ability. So if you pick Fiona, Fiona's going to give half of her strength, which is not really what you want. And if you pick Dave, he's going to give half his strength, which is going to be the equivalent of Fiona's strength. So you won't be really shocked on the day.
Okay, interesting.
Good points,
well made.
Listen, I still think it should be Fiona. Spin 103, our official Spin 103 on Instagram, go and cast your vote. Who should punch Emma at the end of the week? We'll literally do it, I think, tomorrow.
At the moment, you're winning.
I don't like that. I don't like that I'm winning, but there are loads of votes coming in for you as well.
I'll be giving Emma a gentle tickle on the chin.
I'll be just giving her a little.
It's kind of like when you're getting a massage and you're like, I'll go hard, will you? That's what I'll be doing.
Yeah.
All right, get your votes in either on Instagram or on WhatsApp, and all will be revealed on tomorrow's show when the punch happens for once and for all.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello there, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning.
I want to give you a little insight as to my sister. You guys think I'm like, you know, a bit harsh sometimes or a bit cold. Wait till you hear about Sophie, okay. Right? This is just a little vibe of Sophie, right? Because Sophie's 24, Sophie's 21 this year in October, right? So she's having a party for it, right? And she's not doing...
God, there's quite an age gap between yous.
Yeah, 10 years, like. And so we're not doing any, she's not doing any invitations. She's inviting people on her close friend story on Instagram.
Oh my God, I
and
love
that's
that.
The most Gen Z thing I've
truly.
Ever heard of.
Honestly, that's like, I'm surprised Fiona didn't do that for her wedding.
Hey. Yeah.
Okay, so let me just give you a vibe on Sophie, because you have all met Sophie bar Fiona.
No, I would love to though. Big fan.
So she starts off the first story. Okay, official business. I hope you have all marked this date in your calendar. I refuse to make a group chat because if I have one more of those things in my life, I'll be inconsolable. Next story. This is the pub it's at, in this bar. 7 o'clock. As someone who is at least 3 hours late to everything, please not try not to come too late because I'll think you hate me and I have no friends. Mm-hmm. Also, just a PSA that my family will be there. For those of you who haven't met my dad, bring a Cork accent translator. No dress code, but I'll be wearing my monstrously high platform heels. And then the next story. Also, yes, there will be food. But don't come starving. It's not a whole dinner. And I just love the demands that she's making for her 21st.
I love that. But it's kind of like you want to set the bar, like, because like you, that's my nightmare.
I feel like she's given out to me and I'm just invited to her party.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But then you're going to go and be pleasantly surprised with everything.
Fair
so
enough.
It's good.
Fair enough.
Is it happening soon?
I think it's in October, yeah.
Oh, God. So, you go to that?
Yeah. So, like, I just had a 30th, right? And she's, like, having her... I can understand doing it. But a 21st. Why are we celebrating 21st birthdays?
Well, it's very American,
it's
isn't it?
Been a yeah. thing, no?
Is it? But like, we can drink when we're 18.
I had a 21st and I got such bad anxiety at it that there was this birthday cake that had me on it as I was a baby. And this guy that I shifted before was at the birthday. It was in my house and he came over and was like, hey, happy birthday. And I got so nervous that I started scraping the eye of the picture out. It was awful.
Hey,
it was
we all remember our 21st.
Really yeah, fond memories.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I am beside myself.
Oh yeah?
I am over the moon.
Mm.
We're getting a new colleague. And I love them already.
Dave, I'm here months.
Oh no. We're big fans of you. But someone else is coming to the building next year.
Okay.
And I'm so excited. We work in the same building as News Talk. We don't really talk to them because they're scary and always wear business suits. But however, I will be down on the third floor, which is News Talk store, every single day for the rest of my career, because coming next year is Claire Byrne.
Oh, very exciting.
I'm so excited. Claire now, Byrne was my
Pat.
Pandemic. She was my pandemic.
Oh,
she
yeah.
got me through it. That's what
everything.
I watched her. On
she's amazing.
All of her, like, you know, her. I listened to her on the radio. I watched all of her kind of debate shows and things
yeah.
like that. And
she's
like,
a queen.
I also watched that quiz show she did. Did anyone know she did a quiz show?
No, I
it
did
was
not.
Bizarre, but
oh my God,
I watched
amazing.
It. But Claire Byrne is coming too.
She's my girl crush.
She's just excellent. Right. I love yeah. her. I think
we
she's
love,
fantastic.
We love a blunt bob.
Whenever I just need to feel anything, I go and I watch that video of her berating Nigel Farage. I just love it so much.
Fantastic.
She's an incredible woman, and she is coming to News Talk. She's going to be like the new host of Pat Kenny's show when Pat Kenny steps down in the spring of 2026.
Yes. He's moving to weekends.
Another legend, by the way, so he's going to be moving to weekends. So Claire Byrne is moving in. But I see, this is my problem. I love Claire Byrne so much, but I feel like in this building there's a little bit of a kind of a reputation of Spin being the kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which we're clearly not, by the way.
Yeah, we're quite old. But I just feel like everyone's like, oh, the Spin kids. Oh, go! Oh, we need something opinion on something young. Go get the Spin kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of how it's seen. Mm. So I'm worried that you guys are going to embarrass me in front
oh,
of Claire Byrne.
Oh, right.
So
are you going to be dressing different from January when she
well,
starts?
Well, this is the thing. I'm thinking I'm going to need to try and impress Claire Byrne and to, you know, become friends with her.
Yeah. Mm.
All I want
imagine
is,
imagine roll on 12 months by this time next year. I'm like, oh, Dave, any plans for the weekend? He's like, I'm just going out with Claire.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's got a partner or whatever, but I'm going out with Claire and her partner. We're going out, me and Pippa and Claire and her partner. We're going to cinema Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Claire's paying.
We're seeing a foreign film with subtitles, which is what I always do. So the IFI.
No,
Dave,
see,
what are you doing there? Should we be getting ready for the next time we're talking on the show? Sorry, I'm just reading the dictionary because, you know, Claire told me to.
I have the theory that Claire would actually listen to this show because she's her life is quite serious, so I'd imagine that sometimes she needs to kind of switch off.
Have a bit of crap.
Claire, are you listening?
If you are, I have some ideas to
DM me.
I have some ideas to kind of like impress you. Okay, so these are the kind of things I want us all to do to impress Claire Byrne. Okay, so we all start wearing suits. Okay, business
right.
suits.
Fine.
You know, you can wear the blazer and all, you know, the shirt and all that kind of stuff. I'll do the same thing.
No track in
no tracksuits. I don't think she's ever seen a tracksuit.
Okay.
And we all need to come in with our hair like done really, really well.
Mm.
So just like mine will be combed.
I didn't
the side.
Brush my hair today.
I know. Yeah. So that's going to need to change. You're going right. to need to both
get
cut
bobs.
The hair very short and get a little bob.
Yeah.
Nice little short professional bob.
Nice.
Okay. Short bob hairstyles only. No music on the show.
Okay.
From now on.
Oh, man.
Because I just think it makes us look cheap. We don't, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, it takes the tone down.
It does. You know what I mean?
Sorry, Cyril.
Yeah, exactly. Saying things like, oh, here's Sabrina Carpenter. She would never.
No.
She
no,
would never.
No, no.
And if you did.
She'd be more like breaking down Sabrina Carpenter's feminism
exactly,
and impact on
exactly.
culture.
Yeah.
And,
next
down.
One is we need to get a panel on.
Okay.
To discuss, you know, say like Sabrina Carpenter and how she is for women
yes.
And for the music
enough,
industry.
No.
Callum,
no,
I
no.
notice you're not writing any of this down.
No.
Mm.
Is no one writing any of this? All right, fine. This is the other thing I think that we are actually quite good at already, arguing with each other.
Okay.
So that needs
like,
to be a thing. I disagree. I firmly disagree. Sorry, if I could just refute that point, please.
Yes.
And
we
then,
need to get better rather than being like, stop being such a bitch. We have to be like, I refute
if,
that.
If you could let me finish.
Yeah,
if you could let me finish.
If I could just finish my point, please.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
I could, you know
that'll
I mean?
Be a big one that we're going to have to say.
Oh. I want to start cutting off callers. So if they're like playing the golden ticket, by the way, you can play now. Golden and the WhatsApp to 0877111103. But if they are playing gold and they're like, oh, I think it's... I'm like, excuse me, can we just please get to the chorus? And then we will hear it. You'll hear it all. So yeah, I think we need to cut people off.
Just be a bit ruder.
Yeah, be a bit ruder and bit, you know, a bit more stern.
We mean business.
So. Exactly.
We're standing on
so,
business.
So Claire, if you are listening, I'm very excited. Please don't like tell people I'm not allowed to see you or like hang out with you.
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
Like
don't bring security in.
Yeah, yeah, please.
We're very, very excited.
So what
excited
happens now? Can we play a song or?
No,
I think we go live to Leinster House.
Yes. And then we'll talk about Lebanon.
Our panellist, Callum, is there. Callum, how's Leinster House?
Leinster House, it's wet today. Because it's raining.
Right,
and
okay. I no longer think it'd be cheap to play a song.
They're still all on holiday,
sir. They're on holiday and there's a
how's
leak
the bike
in the
shed?
Still standing.
Nice.
Yeah. Would want to be.
Back to you in the studio.
Ed Sheeran now and a little...
I refute that point.
Now, you know the iconic kind of Cuthbert... Sorry, terrible. I was just talking to, or yeah, the
what's happening? A whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah, I'm having a mare.
Leave her alone.
The L tongue isn't working this morning. You know the Cuthbert caterpillar cake. You know the Aldi version of
the
M&S cake.
Yeah, the rip-off of Colin.
Sorry, it's
exactly.
called Cuthbert.
Cuthbert.
That is.
Which, in fairness to you. It's hard to get a Fenian tongue around.
Yeah.
It's not one for the Irish accent. Cuthbert.
That is the most American nerd name
I think
ever.
It's very English, no?
Is it, yeah?
It's very English, darling.
Cuthbert.
Yeah.
You know a Cuthbert?
No.
No, okay.
That's not a common name, no? Imagine being called Cuth for short. Anyway, that's not that's beside the point.
Bert, you'd surely,
surely would be Bert.
Go with. You'd have to.
We're having a mare. We're having a mare. Anyway. Basically, there's now a new version of this particular cake. It's a limited edition and it's basically set up for gender reveal parties, okay?
Oh.
Look, say what you will about gender reveals. Obviously, they get a lot of slack online and a lot of them have gone wrong when people are trying to take it too far with
fireworks. I think the only ones that go wrong are like the ones that genuinely start fires or like are really bad for the environment or they're ridiculous amounts of money. I don't find it too bad when there's like someone's popping a balloon. I don't care. Like,
yeah,
go
and, yeah.
Do you like?
Any excuse to see a few people and friends
exactly.
and get people
have a bit
together.
Of crack. It's a bit of fun.
Have a laugh. But basically what they've done is, and these are limited edition, and the way that they're going to get in the PR out of this is they're so limited edition that like couples who are expecting have to enter a competition to win
what?
One for free.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this is I know. You can't even just go into Aldi and pick them up. You have to actually register to get
come
one.
Come on.
I know. But look, we're talking about them so it's working.
Yeah.
And same old ding dong, you cut through the cake. It either has the blue icing on the inside or the pink icing on the inside.
So you'd have cool. to get someone.
So that's to see if you have a ding dong or not.
You'd have
very good.
You'd have to get someone to go and buy it for you to pick pink.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to get because you don't want to know. Obviously.
I think that's
you
what they do for every gender reveal, though.
Yeah, but
I always wondered how they did that. So basically, because I was like, surely someone in the couple knows. Because how did they get the information?
No, the friends would.
Yeah. So basically, what you do is you get the slip from when you get your ultrasound, and then you pass that in an envelope on to someone who finds out. So why are they doing this in September? Well, apparently it's the most popular birth month, and that links to post Christmas conceptions.
Everyone's hunkered down for Jan.
What star sign is September?
But it can be Virgo and then going into Libra as well.
Okay.
So you could be a Virgo Libra cut.
So that's the most common Virgo and Libra. Interesting.
Yeah, a lot of Virgos.
Almost 50% of Gen Zs have attended 3 gender reveal parties in the last 5 years. So they are super, super popular.
That must be a UK thing because I don't think we do that very much in here.
I've never been to one.
I've never attended
one of those.
No.
No.
Have you ever been invited?
No. Yeah. No, I haven't.
I see them on Instagram popping up a lot.
I have friends with kids, but they'll be like, oh, it's a boy or it's a girl. They're not going to make a song and dance about it. And that way, there's no fireworks.
Look, we're here. We're talking about Aldi. If you do work in PR, maybe you work in one of these businesses or could seek some inspiration from what I've kind of come up with here in terms of other brands that could get involved and get their moment of fame from specific things they could do about gender reveal parties. For example, if you are pregnant, what do you love? A bath. What could you do? Get bath bombs.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good.
It could be kind of a private thing just between you and your partner.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that publicly.
All right, I'm And then they just throw in the bath bomb. Does it go pink? Does it go blue?
That's fun.
I like the idea of a flat pack kind of cot assembly race. IKEA could maybe do this.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe it's a button at the end. Once it's assembled, does it turn pink or blue, guys?
That's funny.
Oh my God, I love that.
But it's a lot of work if you're heavily pregnant.
Well, I mean, that's very good.
Yeah, but the husband can do that.
Yeah. I suppose that's
good. Yeah.
Or the existing children.
Yeah.
Bring in a bit of child labour.
Modern technology. You could just keep this in the home and your smart speaker could do it. Set all the lights to a particular colour at that moment when there's people around.
Very good.
No picking up confetti off the floor around here.
I like that.
You could, if you're a delivery company, a Just Eat or an Uber Eats, organise, okay, does someone come with all the food for this party? Does the food have a pink or blue balloon coming up the driveway?
Love it. Okay.
Not great. Okay.
No, we like it.
We're in this time of year. Obviously, it won't be long till Halloween is around the corner. The pumpkin pop event. I don't know again how this works, but is it maybe a goo that if you have carved your pumpkin with the eyes and the scary mouth, that you pump the goo through and out through the eyes comes like weird pink or blue?
Yeah.
A bit weird, fine. Paintball war. Paintball, guys.
Paintball, absolutely. That's coloured.
And my favourite is send the pregnant girl in to get a spray tan, cover her eyes.
She comes out blue or pink.
Don't she come out a Smurf or like Mr. Blobby?
That is incredible.
She walks back out to the crew. Is she pink or blue?
Excellent. Excellent.
Just saying.
Best for last. That's a great one now.
Sabrina Carpenter now. This is Manchild on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Get ready. Spin
103.8's Golden Ticket. Hey, we want to send Kim on holidays. All with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Have you been away this summer already, Kim?
I was in Spain for a week and then had to come back due to a lovely family emergency.
Sorry
to hear, man.
Right, well, let's see if we can send you back on holidays, Kim.
Yeah.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I haven't. I'm not going to lie.
That's okay. We appreciate the honesty. Listen, Kim, basically, some songs are going to play and you need to guess them. That's basically the game, okay? 25 seconds are going to go on the clock and 5 songs and artists are going to play in unison. If you guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, you will win that Golden Ticket to Fuerteventura. Does that sound like something you could do?
Worth a try. You know what? There's no harm in trying.
Absolutely worth a try.
I always hear that's what God loves.
Yeah, exactly. Loves a trier. All right. Some rules that favour you, Kim, is if it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, you just shout the word swap and we'll get it out of there, all right?
Sounds good. It's worth a try.
It is worth a try. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one.
Perfect.
Kim, where are you from?
I'm from Kiltiernan.
Kim from Kiltiernan.
Oh, that's
love a
nice
bit of alliteration.
Alliteration at the moment.
Very good.
And I like the positive mindset they taught you out there.
Oh, you need to be.
You do.
Very good.
You do. Kim from Kiltiernan, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock and song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Oh,
thinking about me.
Yeah, it's a coffee. A coffee is the name of the song.
Espresso.
Yeah. And who's the singer?
Do
you want
Carpenter?
Yeah.
Swap
it. We'll swap it out. Don't worry. Yeah. We'll swap it out for you, Kim.
I'm awful with it. Trust me, I'm awful, guys.
That's all right, Kim.
Is that positivity?
Kim, we love you.
You're still becoming yourself awful. Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. It's gone now. We're back to a brand new game.
Yeah, 25 seconds on the clock, Kim. It's like it never happened. Yeah. You got this.
That was just your warm-up.
A song one, a brand new one, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Golden.
Yeah.
One of the One Direction lads.
Harry Styles.
Yeah, stop the clock. Very good, Kim.
Harry Styles and Golden, you got there.
One on the board.
I'm getting there eventually, baby steps.
Yes. Kim, you're doing great. And now you've got 16.8 seconds left for four songs, which is actually quite a decent average.
Yeah, like
to be honest.
four seconds per song is absolutely doable. How are you feeling, Kim?
Oh, I'm actually nervous.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, look, I think you've decent time. Let's go for song two. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. She played the fiddle in an
Irish band, but she fell in love. Oh, Galway Girl by Ed Sheeran.
Stop the clock, Kim.
Yes. On, Kim, you ledge.
Spot on.
Kim,
I like it.
You're doing great. You just need to believe in yourself because you're getting quicker every time.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking.
I'm warming up.
All right, Kim, let's go for song three with basically 11 seconds on the clock. Song three, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. There's nothing colder than your shoulder when you're
dragging me along.
There's your time, Kim.
That's okay.
Any idea who it was? No.
Benson Boone, A Mystical Magical.
That's the song.
No, wouldn't have had a clue.
That's all right.
at least you weren't like, oh, just on the cusp and you ran out of time. Absolutely. Be sickened when that happens.
Kim, your positivity.
No, that would be the worst.
Your positivity has really changed our day for the better. So thank you very much.
Perfect.
Have a fantastic day, Kim.
You too, guys. Have an amazing day.
You too,
bye, Kim.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Don't forget, song one will stay as Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. It's a four-song game. There's a holiday on the line. Message us the word golden to get on to play tomorrow.
Do it.
Win a holiday. Right now, Adam Ports and Move Spin.
Check yourself. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Yes, so welcome to the part of the show where I drop some very profound,
sick
sometimes
beats.
Groundbreaking thoughts. And today I have, guys, it's raining outside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone has noticed that. This morning I was like, okay, I have to get an umbrella. And the only umbrella that I could find in my house was one of those massive golf dad umbrellas.
They're great,
and I was
though, aren't
like,
they?
I just felt like an absolute sap, like walking around with one of them. It's very like, do you know, like what your umbrella says about you. That one is like, you're going to be all right. Like there's no need for that much protection from the rain. Like, are you okay?
The smaller ones can let you down so much though,
can't
they? Turn
let
an inside
you down,
out, making
but I'd rather
out.
Take it like a man than hold up this massive yoke. And worst of all, when I was coming out of the car park, Dave saw me. The massive umbrella went inside out, which I didn't think could happen with those
huge yokes. Out of the car park, clicked the open button, and it went inside out. And I just looked around and was like, okay, great job.
I'm like, no wonder this is in my house because someone must have left it there because it's faulty. Okay.
I just think that in today's world, they should make more robust umbrellas that don't let you down.
I completely agree.
I know. So, massive golf umbrella means you're a bit of a sap, KPMG dad, and just relax. Like, you'd be grand if you get a bit wet.
Big four.
Fold away umbrella that always breaks means you're a ma with a nice blow dry and you don't want it to get ruined.
Yes.
But it's inevitably going to go inside out and you'll be raging for the rest of the day. See through umbrella that goes over your whole body. You've been to Sound Quality Gifts in County Monaghan. Lived to tell the tale. Raincoat. You do hiking and all. Raincoat that folds up into your pocket. You've had that yoke since 1997.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, plastic poncho. You don't value your life at all.
I like the ones that like Paddington wears, the big yellow like leather.
They're cute.
Ones.
Yeah. Like they're stylish.
I think what I don't have is like that raincoat in the middle of it. I don't need something that's absolutely roasting and padded.
Yeah.
I just need a raincoat.
A rain covering. You don't want it to be heavy.
Don't tell Lucy in marketing that you brought an umbrella because Lucy, who's a bit of a character, once told us that she would rather get absolutely soaked than bring an umbrella because it was an ick.
Why is that not surprising?